Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Farrell's here again with the sports this morning again, Darren.
Good morning to you, Gavin. Yeah, Evan Ferguson had another good night in the Roma jersey last night, named man of the match in their 2-0 victory away to Lecce in Serie A. Played for the 60-minute, scored the first goal, got them up and running. Really well-taken strike as well for Evan. And certainly looking like a guy that's getting to get a bit of confidence again. They lost to Atalanta at the weekend, so they're fifth in the standings, but only 3 points off the leaders Inter Milan. So a good start to January for Evan Ferguson. Let's see what the end of the month brings for him. One game in the Premier League last night as Nottingham Forest came from behind to beat West Ham 2-1. And another dramatic finish to this one. Hugely significant win for Forest. A late penalty getting them the victory, and they put 7 points between themselves and West Ham, who are third from bottom. So the Hammers in big trouble. 10 games without a win, and at this stage they're looking like they're going to go down. The West Ham manager is Nuno Espirito Santo, and he was really disappointed with the awarding of that late penalty in the closing minutes, which decided the match.
We had a lot. It happened so many times during the matches that we get confused about the rules. Honestly, so many times this has happened and not been given penalties. So we cannot quite understand.
As a former goalkeeper yourself, you looked at Areola there and maybe thought there was nothing he could do differently.
He goes for the ball. There's Thomas Suchek takes the ball out, and then he cannot stop his movement. So hard to explain.
Yeah, another loss for them. Rangers have closed the gap at the top of the Scottish Premiership after a 2-0 win against Aberdeen. So the leapfrog Celtic into second. They're now 3 points off Hearts. And for the neutrals involved, I have to say it's a long time since we've seen a three-horse race for the Scottish Premiership title. Tadhg Byrne, Craig Casey, Jack Crowley and Tom Farrell, they're all back in the Munster squad this weekend for the Champions Cup game away to Toulon this Sunday. John Hodnett and Alex Kendallen, they're out through injury. Mike Prendergast from the Munster coaching team has been reflecting on their campaign so far.
Look, there's no point hiding behind the fact we're very disappointed on the weekend. After the result against Ulster, obviously, we were second to everything, if we're honest. And credit to Ulster as well. They played very well and they've been in good form. But I suppose the first people we look at is ourselves, and we just didn't fire enough shots. And I suppose when you look back over from the start of the season, I suppose the consistency is probably one thing, and maybe the cohesiveness as well. Just in terms of cohesiveness, we have changed our team up on a number of times during the season. There's a plan. Clayton has spoken about that. He wants to build a squad. The other thing is there's probably players that have missed a good bit of rugby over the last year or two through our injury list that have come back into it, and you're obviously trying to get them back up to speed. But I suppose just the cohesiveness of the changing, is something that you can see we're probably not as connected. If you're asking me, look, we're sixth in the league at the moment. Couple of points off second. Is it probably where we should be? Yeah, if I'm honest. And the good thing about this, there's plenty of area for improvement, and nowhere better to start than this weekend, and look forward to a real challenge, European game on a Sunday morning, early afternoon down in Toulon.
Yeah, Mike is right. It is an early start at the weekend, 1 o'clock Irish time, and we'll have second half commentary when we come on air on Sunday Sport and RTÉ Radio 1. In Gaelic games, 2 games last night in the McGrath Cup. Kerry beat Clare by 2 points. Cork got the better of Tipperary by 19. Now, the Winter Olympics take place early next month, and Team Ireland are hoping that they can have 5 to 6 athletes competing. The Milano Cortina Games will take place across the north of Italy. Anya Barrow, who is originally from New Zealand, is hoping to earn a place at the Games for Ireland in the half-pipe ski event. So this is the event where the athletes perform a series of tricks between two ice walls, about 20 feet either side. Anya's Irish connections come through her grandfather.
I grew up in New Zealand with very strong Irish ties in my family. Well, yeah, we grew up on a dairy farm in New Zealand, and granddad down the road also had a dairy farm. It was kind of, that green, lush fields. Granddad kind of chose that area because it's what reminded him of being an island. My childhood was mostly spent milking cows. Family holidays were helping Dad put fence posts in. It was kind of that very like rural lifestyle. It's 2 22-foot walls, and then you go in between them. Most pipes will be 5 to 7 hits, depending on how big you go. And then, yeah, you're skiing in between each wall doing tricks. Goal is obviously qualifying for the games and getting to represent Ireland. That's, you know, a top goal.
Yeah, that's Anya, and she's going. So basically, because the snow season, all these events are taking place now. So it's a bit of a sprint to get qualification for the Winter Olympics. But she's doing really well, and she's inside the cut mark as things stand. And we're hoping, I'm from a well placed source, that we'll maybe have 5 or 6 athletes competing in those Winter Olympic Games.